In the winter sea, the landscape at the front line of this conflict seems frozen in time. The Ukrainian army is entrenched just a few kilometers north of Donetsk, the stronghold of Russian-backed separatists. The enemy is not far away.
70 to 100 meters. So they can hear us too.
Okay, let's go.
The army has moved into what is left of the industrial area on the outskirts of Avdiivka. The conflict also seems to be frozen in time, neither side making gains since the war broke out in 2014. Few soldiers believe that a large-scale Russian invasion is imminent, even if they remain on alert.
I think this is all a move to destabilize the situation inside the country. War's been going on for 8 years now, but we're trained. We have modern weapons, and the help from NATO is arriving. We feel the support, and we are ready to fight.
And just on cue, gunshots from the other side. In clear violation of the ceasefire agreement, which international monitors say is regularly breached by both sides. But even if the conflict has been at a stalemate for several years now, life has never really fully recovered in the towns and villages along the contact line. People here feeling that their lives have also been put on hold somehow. The population of Avdiivka is a third smaller than before the war started. Olena Yerokhina and Yelena Stylovskaya are among the very few who never left their hometown. Beneath the giggles, the toll of the conflict is apparent. Their story is a reflection of the front line in some ways. Olena's Ukrainian. Some of her close relatives support the separatists.
They turn their back on us. They have their own vision about what's happening, and they say, we are Nazis. Some even called me an enemy in the full meaning of the word.
And Yelena moved here from Siberia when the Soviet Union still existed.
My relatives are all over Russia, and when the war started, they told me I had to return, but I have my house and family here. Many of them are in the military, so for them, I betrayed my allegiance to Russia.
People here have learned to live to the rhythm of the front line, but the devastating effect of this long, sluggish war will impact their lives, many say, for several generations to come. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Avdiivka in eastern Ukraine.